So while all the people is screaming and hollering, don't open us up, because the corona is going to get us, you know. They don't even understand what's really going on. This headline out of the Detroit News, the states work to keep meat plants open despite the virus outbreaks. See, they're having a hard time keeping all these meat plants open around here. And so now everybody's screaming, oh, don't open us up, but they don't realize what's going to happen in the food supply chain. And this here from Bloomberg, Iowa sends the National Guard troops to defend meat plants from the virus. Hundreds of National Guard personnel are being activated in Iowa as the corona sweeps through meat processing plants in the state that account for a third of the U.S. pork supply. So y'all hear that? A third of the pig supply ain't gonna be open. What is that going to do to your pig prices? Your pig prices going to go up in the supermarket, and you probably ain't going to be able to find a lot of them. It's things that people don't understand. The disruptions are stoking concerns for the eventual fresh meat shortages in grocery stores, as well as leaving some farmers without a market for their animals. That's pushing down prices for hogs and cattle, while making meat more expensive. Wholesale pork posted its biggest 3-day gain in 6 years. Go in there and try to buy you some pork chop. They're high. They're getting more expensive all the time. Coronavirus driven CO2 shortage threatens U.S. food and water supply, officials say. Now this right here is where we're talking about. In Washington State, the fresh water treatment plants use a lot of CO2 to clean up the water and all before they pump it out to the people. And now there's shortages of almost 33%. An emerging shortage of carbon dioxide gas, CO2, caused by the corona pandemic may affect food supply chains and drinking water, a Washington State emergency planning document has revealed. The document, a COVID-19 situation report produced by the State Emergency Operations Center, contains a warning from the state's Office of Drinking Water about difficulties in obtaining CO2, which is essential for the process of water treatment. The document says that the ODW is still responding to the notification of the national shortage of CO2. In this case, Means wrote, Airgas informed in their notice that they would not be able to do 80% of their normal service, but subsequent discussion said to expect more like 33%. So what are they going to do? How are these people going to get clean water without no CO2? And it's all because of these shutdowns and all. So the people can't get all this. At this point, we reached out to understand if this was a Washington-specific problem or national. We quickly understood it to be a national issue. Now, you might have clean water right now, but at what point are you not going to get clean water because you ain't got no CO2? So the CO2, it ain't just in water. It don't be just clean water, but it's in beer and soda pop and all. So the coronavirus crisis could soon disrupt U.S. production of beer, soda, and the problem is accelerating. Now what are all these rednecks and all gonna do without these Bud Light, Miller Light, and all these light lights and all that? What y'all gonna do for that? You ain't thought about that yet, did you? This is all cause of this here lockdown and the world lockdown and all that. Now you ain't gonna be able to get you no beers. Brewers and soda makers rely heavily on carbon dioxide or CO2, the chemical responsible for the carbonation of their products. However, a recent drop in ethanol production in the U.S. could lead to a drastic shortage of the fizz-creating chemical and result in production nightmare for the beverage industry. Ooh, no more beer for y'all. So then, up in Canada, Cargill to close meatpacking plant at the center of the outbreak. And according to this right here, this is 40% of the beef produced in Canada is now closed down, so they ain't getting no more cows up yonder. And the prices of steaks and everything is going up, just like it is here in the U.S. of A. Chickens, they're killing chickens because they ain't got nobody to process them and all. So there's 2 million chickens that won't reach the market due to staffing shortages and all. And Tyson workers say they won't work in the city because of this corona. And the company officials say there is a corona outbreak. Company officials deny that there is a corona outbreak at the Waterloo plant and say they have provided protective measures deemed necessary by local and state officials. Our clinic is seeing tons of COVID-19, one staff member said, adding cases that people's accounted for half or more of the county's total. The employees is not authorized to speak to the media. But it looks like Tyson's moving these people around and getting the corona and everything. And so they're gonna kill the chickens, and they're telling the chicken raisers that don't hatch no more eggs and all. And so this is gonna just kind of cascade and cascade and cascade. And next thing you know, there's gonna be chicken shortages and you ain't gonna be able to get no chickens. But guess what? And they're gonna say today, could synthetic fish be a better catch of the day? Yeah, they're talking about making fish out of nothing or something. I don't know, gooey stuff. Right out the BBC. Then you got ports closing and all, so the fish can't come in anyway. So deciding corona, the Port of Virginia to close Portsmouth Marine Terminal for now. And this is all the shipping containers and all. The ships is just getting put in dry dock, and all the containers ain't coming in. And this is like 2,000 or 3,000 containers a day coming in, and they ain't coming in no more. Then, according to Fish Watch U.S. Seafood Facts, today, the NOAA Fisheries estimates that the United States imports more than 80% of the seafood we eat. Now, a significant portion is imported seafood is caught by American fishermen, but it's exported overseas for processing and then re-imported into the United States. Now, what does that mean? If there ain't no ships coming in and all that, you ain't getting no seafood. So if you do get seafood, it's gonna be very expensive. So what all this is adding up to is you prices are going up while you sitting at home locked in your house, and you ain't gonna be able to get enough food. As time goes on, this is gonna get worse and worse and worse. You can't just start this thing up all over again. You can't just shut it down. It takes a while to shut it down, and it takes a while to get it back up. Across India, massive agricultural crisis. This ain't just the U.S. of A., it's all over the place. These people can't get the crops over to market, and people are starving and all. It's over and over and over again. It's all across the world. And then wheat giants are starting to hoard supply because the wheat production is going to be down because of the weather, because the corona can't pick it, they ain't got nowhere to go. It's all over the world. So at some point, all this is coming back at the grocery store. You ain't going to get it. Where you going to get your strawberries if it ain't strawberry season? Where you at? You think you're going to go to Mexico and get it? Ain't nothing coming in from Mexico. When winter wheat plant is down, is a shortage looming. Well, hell yeah, it is. Like one farmer tweeted, the struggle to find enough slaughter space for the market-ready cattle continues to weigh on the cash and futures. The struggle to deal with the COVID-19 outbreak at packing plants continues, and it may for a while. USDA estimate Monday slaughter, 90,000 head, 23,000 less than a year ago. You see? Can y'all see what's going on yet? Like Henry Kissinger said, if you control the food, you control the people. These people are evil. 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 So the virus triggers African unrest, right? Break out in Johannesburg over food shortages. And they locking them down there. And guess what? There's only 1,000 cases in all of Africa. And South Africa has none. Has no cases at all. So these food shortages and everything, it ain't got nothing to do with the corona. It had to do with the economic collapse and the way your owners want to starve us to death. Y'all need to wake up about all this stuff. This is what really going on while you all locked down in the house screaming and hollering. Don't let us out because the corona gonna get us. Well, if you ain't got nothing to eat, you ain't got nothing to worry about the corona. You gonna die because you ain't got nothing to eat. Can't afford it if you did get it. The European Union approves bugs for human consumption. Ain't that something? They want us to eat bugs. Dogs and cats, maybe bugs, But hey, I guarantee y'all be eating bugs in just a little while as the food prices go high and high. Because Donald Trump's gonna save us, don't you know? So Tyson's answer to it is to fake meat craze, half pea and half beef burger. They're gonna mix the whole hamburger with peas and carrots or something, and you'll get fake hamburger, and it'll be $10 a pound. Yeah, this is the way it's going now. And all y'all gonna say, oh, please, thank you for locking us down and stopping the economy and all because of the corona. Wake up, people. It's time to wake up around here. This is not all that it's cut out to be, and you just think that you're going to be able to go to the grocery store anytime you want and get anything that you want when it's a planned famine. They're planning this. They've been planning this for years and years and years. Time to wake up. Something to think about. Poke chop. Y'all come back now.